And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3. You're going to be talking big fish fishing. It's wintertime. It is big fish season, and we're going to talk all about it with Captain Derek. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Trank, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures. Smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Trank has it all, plus the Shimano X-Shift feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Trank has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting. Unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranks can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranks, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranks on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yeah, it is. Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3. Good morning, Derek.
What's up, Derek?
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio, and good to see you around here. You've been recovering from injuries, right?
Yeah, I had back surgery in July.
Pulling too many 200-pounders over the rail?
You know what? Just working on these boats and working my ass off, eventually it catches up to you.
Yeah. It's a common occurrence among the fleet, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, indeed. But you're almost back to full power.
Recovering as soon as my physical therapist says I can. Over at Pacific Water Therapy, Donna has been working with me, and she's just amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So as soon as she lets me go, I'm running down to the boat.
Running down to the boat. And I'm sure Captain Andy Cates and the group are anxious to have you back aboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the boat doing right now?
They're going to be leaving, I want to say, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're on the Loftus Martin 15 day.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's a fun trip.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a trip that's been going on for a lot of years and a bunch of fun guys I'm sure to fish with.
Yeah, it's a hell of a group. They have a lot of fun. It's a good time when those guys come out.
Cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, those of our listeners that haven't been aboard the Red Rooster 3, describe the boat. It's a pretty awesome vessel.
Oh, it's a great boat. It's 105 feet by 28. All the amenities you want, free Wi-Fi, five-star cooks, you know, your own personal state, or not personal, but you're bunked with one other guy, staterooms,
Maximum
closets.
Load, how many?
Maximum load, I think on long trips we take, maximum is 26 or 28 people.
Wow. And it's depending. A very comfortable boat.
It's an amazing ride. Like all you guys know, it's one of the pool boats, so it just rides excellent.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
Huge bait capacity, too. I mean, that's one nice thing about being on the Rooster, and it's fast.
Yeah, it is really fast. It's one of the fastest in the fleet. Normal travel, you know, is always 10 knots due to the fuel consumption and the price of fuel at the moment. But back in the heyday when it was a little cheaper for fuel, that thing was doing, you know, 12 to 15 knots.
Whoa! Yeah. For a big boat, that's moving.
Big time.
Yeah, especially downhill.
If you need to, you can go.
You can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
you can make it happen.
Don't always need to. You are set for the 10 knot ride, but if something comes up where you need to get there, you can push that thing go.
Yeah, you see a breezer and
you're getting there.
Don't tell Linda, but when I see a breezer, I'll get you to it. I'll get you there.
Cool. Well, that's pretty neat. And you do trips this time of the year, long trips, right?
This time of the year, it's primarily long trips, and then come March, we're going to start maintenance. Late February, March, we'll do maintenance.
You'll be back just in time for maintenance. Oh, boy.
Perfect. I'm camping.
And then back to the summer schedule.
Summer schedule. We have our June heat, and then we roll into a couple 8 days, and then we roll back into our 5 and 6 day trips.
Yeah. June heat's the last trip of all the long-range guys, right? The very end of the long, long-range season.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
15-day, that trip has been phenomenal. Except for, I want to say, last year, for the first year, and I think Andy was telling me about 10 or 12 years, that it wasn't, you know, wide open, dreams are made of fishing.
It was just really good.
It was just good. It was just good fishing.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, as you get into that season, you start to look at the hurricane issues and such like that, right?
A little bit. Normally, I want to say November-ish, when the water starts getting really warm down there, it starts getting over 80 degrees.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of want to look out and go, okay. You got to plan your trip around what's happening.
Yeah, no doubt. So, summertime, you do trips 4 to 8 days, 4 to 10 days?
4 to 8 days is our average.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go offshore and down to Cedros, sometimes down to the ridge as it gets later in the summer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And like you guys know how this season went. Phew. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mike Lackey yesterday was talking about wrapping up his trip 7 miles from Point Loma.
Yeah, you have to idle in.
Yeah, what do you do?
It was crazy being on the skiff this year, and you maybe motor out of Shelter Island nice and early in the morning. Then as the sun comes up, you look around, and there's the Rooster, and there's the Vagabond, and just everybody was fishing so close to home. And it's not like that was a fuel reason. That's where the fish was at. That's where the meat was at. It was right at home.
Yeah,
20 miles.
It was insane. You know, take a 5 day trip, and you're fishing north of the border.
True.
And fishing the day you leave.
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking to a good friend of mine, Sam Patella, and he told me he hasn't seen this since like 1979.
Wow.
Fishing like this.
That's so
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when one's getting ready, you talk a lot about long range fishing, and people go, "Well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for a big trip." What would you say?
I don't have the experience.
Yeah,
whatever,
I don't have
the
experience.
I say, come on out. We have all the gear for you. Call the office, and if you're not ready, don't think you're not ready. Come on out. Our guys are very family-oriented, and we'll get you set up to the way where you will be ready by the time you get there, whether it's your first 5-day trip or your first 15-day long trip and you want to go catch cows. We have all the amenities on the boat and all the tackle and gear for you, as well as the know-how, and the guys are really friendly, and they'll help you out. So all I can tell you is if you think you're not ready, come down to the office, come talk to me personally, talk to the crew, and we'll get you on the boat and get you fitted and make sure you're comfortable coming down.
I think one thing that a lot of people don't realize, I mean, depending on obviously if it's crazy, not maybe the case, but I would say 90% of the time when you hook a big fish on one of those trips, the most professional people in the world at landing those fish are the guys that work on that boat every day. And from the second that you come tight, there is somebody at your side virtually the entire way, and especially if you're someone who's never done it before. I mean, you've got the best coach in the world standing next to you. I mean, if you need as much direction as lift right now and turn the handle now, or just with you in case a tangle comes up, whatever your skill level is, I mean, these are the most professional people in the world at it, and they recognize it and walk you through every step of the way.
And it's such a contagious thing, too.
Oh,
once you put that drag forward on a big fish, I mean, it's like you're hooked for life.
Yeah.
Oh, you start smiling. You can't stop smiling. And, I mean, the most excited people on the boat are the crew members. We love to see new guys come out, hook a fish, see their smiles, see them jumping up and down. And you go, okay, well, calm down.
Yeah, just
you got to settle in for a minute.
Yeah,
it's going to take a while.
Take a while. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing, you know, guys, seasoned guys like you that have been doing this for a lot of years, you ask them about what's your favorite time of the year. What's your favorite time of the year to go fishing?
For me, well, you know me. I love calico bass fishing on the iron and local yellowtail on the iron.
Sure.
But if you want to go out and get big fish, you know, I recommend anywhere from November till about March, and then June, obviously. And that's like the same time frame for wahoo. And if you want to get, you know, wahoo on a shorter trip, go in, you know, mid to late fall.
Yeah.
8-10 day mm-hmm. trips, get down to the rocks, get down to the ridge. And they're pretty plentiful that time of year, sometimes. This year was pretty good at the rocks in late.
Yeah.
Been late. Cool to see these last few rounds of trips was just that crazy good wahoo fishing.
Yeah.
You know, guys going down for a couple hours on their way down to somewhere else and having 50 or, you know, or 80 or spending a day there and catching a bunch. It's just been really cool to see and what, you know, craziness that is on the deck when just there's that caliber of fishing with those things, biting everything off and jumping around and guys running up and down the rail as fast as they can.
Yeah, screaming, hooting, hollering. It gets dangerous throwing jigs, and you just got to calm down, pay attention, watch your jig, cast out, and make sure you stop winding 20 feet before it gets back to the boat, or else you will see a wahoo jump out of the air, follow your jig, and fly over the bay tip.
You've seen it happen.
I've seen it happen.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I've seen a guy get hit by one.
Really?
Luckily, its mouth was closed.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it
would have
could have
really
severed a body part.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
So
yeah.
Almost maybe explain that a little bit. For a guy that's sitting there who's never been wahoo fishing before, you know, you say you got to stop your jig. What's the reason behind that? I mean, they're just that crazy. If somebody's, you know, sitting there like, what does that mean? Why would you stop your jig? Like, what's the whole theory behind all that?
Well, they're so tenacious, and they like jigs that are swimming away from them at a high rate of speed.
Okay.
So they're not like a yellow or somewhere they want to see it swim. They like the chase. They mm-hmm. like the hunt. And they will get it any way they can.
Okay.
So if you wind that jig straight to your tip, what they're going to do is come out of the water and try to eat it. If you stop winding and slow down, it'll stop.
And the chase is over.
The chase is over. So when you
they may eat it when
jig,
it stop, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And when they're thick, they'll eat it on the sink. All of a sudden, you'll go put your reeling gear, and there's nothing on there, and you will not even feel it.
What happened to my jig?
Yeah, where'd it go? And they're like, is this right? Did I tie my knot right? Oh,
but
yeah. They just come by and grab it. But if you wind as fast as you can, you come straight back to the boat, and you keep winding it to the tip, and you lift that jig out of the water, and it's still in chase, it'll follow it out of the water and try to get
sure.
it.
Sure, so you're all fired up and want to make another cast, and you pull the thing out of the water real quick to go fire another cast off. It's still coming,
it.
And the jig came out of the water to make the cast. Well, so does the wahoo. He's coming out after trying to get it, and
exactly.
Next thing you know, he's
at
on
40
board.
Miles an hour. Watch
yeah.
out!
That's
they're
wild.
Second fastest, too. I think a sailfish does 90 or something like that, and wahoo have spurts of 70 miles an hour.
70?
That's crazy.
Wow.
I think I might be wrong, but I think that's what it is.
Probably right on. So, big fish fishing, a lot of, and the other thing, too, and like you say, Red Rooster is like a family operation, and you guys are all like a big family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys or gals say, gosh, I just don't have the gear for that. How do you reply to that?
I say, come on down. We
yeah.
have an assortment from 80s all the way on down to your 4.0 style reels, and for long range fishing, we have everything you need. Call the office to make sure that you notify us, and we'll make sure you're all set up by the time you get there with a whole 130-pound outfit, 150-pound outfit, 100-pound outfit, 80-pound outfit, wahoo outfit. No problem. We have it all.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So all you basically need is bring your clothes, and you're set.
And a towel.
And a towel.
We don't carry extra towels.
That's it. And an appetite. Because your food,
yeah.
I know. I've been aboard the boat. The food's amazing.
Chapman and Mike are just awesome. I mean, culinary expertise, bar none, 5-star, and they're very creative. So a lot of guys have their set menu that they do, and they have their breakfast, lunch, dinner, first day out, second day, third day. They kind of just get together and go, well, what do you want to make for dinner? Well, what do you want to make for dinner? Well, let's
that's
try
cool.
something new. Let's try this. So, and that's excellent for us because we're on the boat all the time.
Yeah.
It keeps us interested in wanting to see what they're going to make, and it's not boring for us, and for the passengers, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
something
cool.
new and creative.
Exactly.
Day. Yeah, that's fun. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. Derek's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to local long-range fishing aboard the Red Rooster 3, talking about getting rigs ready, talking about catching tuna, yellowtail,
I want to pick
giant
his,
tuna.
I want to pick his brain about this calico bass and yellowtail surface iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have a great show and a lot to talk about, and really stoked to have Derek in here. Like you said, Pete, it's just a rare opportunity to get a guy that's usually on the boat all the time, and so we're stoked to have him on the beach for a couple hours and get to talk about some fishing. We'd like to have you talk about it this morning. If you want to get through and join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. But first, we have got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Check this out. One person at the end of the show is going to win an AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of AFTCO long-range short pump gloves, courtesy of our good friends at up at AFTCO. It's like a $130, $150 prize pack, really nice belt for a guy going fishing on the Red Rooster, that AFTCO Alejos belt. Nice and small, but very rigid. It's going to take all the pressure off you. It's a very, very cool belt and glove combo. So when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are already packing up. Everybody's stoked to talk to Captain Derek. Again, if you want to get through, have your chance before those phone lines completely fill up, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Have a chance to win that great AFCO prize.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's really
cool. I like that Alejos belt. That's one that I have.
So comfortable. In fact, I need to start putting... I need to have a couple on the boat.
Exactly.
Because if you check out our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube, it's easy to find. You just go to our homepage, hookup1090.com. You click on the little red icon at the top right of the page, and you'll see a new video that my brother-in-law, Billy Gourvet, put together on our Yellowtail trip. and you'll see that they really needed an Afro Alejos belt.
Winter yellows for the holidays.
Winter yellows for the holidays. That trip we had the day after Christmas, and Billy put a nice little video together of our experience that day. And again, always nice to have the Alejos belt. And if you watch that video, you'll see why. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Watch the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. We have a lot coming. I'm just putting the final wraps on a video from our Journeyman Puerto Vallarta trip. I should have that up within the next week. I know Ricky's still working on the trip that we had down to Cedros on the Shogun
skiff trip.
Yeah, the Shogun skiff trip. And, it was more than Cedros. It was
Cedros, Benitos, Natividad, Geronimo Island, Sacramento Reef. And that's what's so cool about that skiff trip is you get to hit all of the big bass, you know, Johnson, everywhere up and down the coast, you know.
I'm amazed there's still spots available on that.
Oh, dude, you're going to have
next October.
You are going to have amazing. So much fun. Yeah. It's just an awesome trip. I know Derek was talking about liking calico bass and yellows. I think that's at the core of all of us. It gets no better than yellows eating the surface iron, good calico bass fishing, and you're going there to the best places in the world to specifically target giants on those weedless swim baits and surface irons.
Yeah.
You are going to have the best time ever, dude.
Fun
it's so
stuff.
Cool.
Derek, you like that calico fishing?
Oh, I love it. I mean, growing up here, born and raised in San Diego, that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
You know, fishing off of Crystal Pier, and then you going out on, I always went to Islandia, going out on the Dolphin when I was 9 years old. And growing up doing it, it just has a special place in my heart that's just my favorite type of fishing, throwing iron for calico bass, especially at places like that, Sac Reef, Cedros, and you get the big ones. You know, getting an 8-pound calico on the surface iron, it makes me giddy. I jump it down,
totally.
I start freaking out.
Totally.
I love it.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Speaking of bass, has the Smacks talk started around the bay bass?
If we're being technical, it's never stopped.
It's never stopped.
But it's definitely ramped up a lot, if that's what you're curious
about.
Because
the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament is
It's right around the corner.
Away.
Yeah, it's close.
3 weeks from yesterday.
Crazy.
Right? And so, who's going to win this year?
Well, I mean, there's just no question I'm taking it down this year. Never won a single time ever before.
Well, I might enter and you're just screwed.
I've
literally not won one time, but I'm still just 100% certain that this has got to be the year. We have so much fun exactly that. You know, I mean, everybody from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop is fishing for the most part. You know, a lot of the guys fishing. There's a lot of smack talk and all the buddies and customers. And that's the fun of that tournament is it's a ton of people on an easy day, fishing in the bay, catching a few fish, and there's a ton of laughs and the awards and the prizes afterwards. Everybody's ribbing each other. That is the most fun you can have from a guy that's just about never fit. We have customers all the time that we talk into fishing, have never even fished the bay, and always say the same thing. Oh, my God, that was the best time. I can't believe it. It's such a cool event.
Such a great event afterwards, too. They put up that tent and give away thousands and thousands of dollars in prizes.
Yes.
A lot of fun. And so that's the 24th, Saturday the 24th of January, 3 weeks from yesterday. And 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to be doing a live broadcast at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, along with Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks right next door. Dana Landing's going to have a huge sale.
That is cool.
Corey from MC Swim Baits is going to have all his stuff on sale. Afram from War Baits will have all the stuff that's perfect for the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament will be on sale and ready to go. And also, there'll be a seminar starting at 10 o'clock. I'll be emceeing the seminar over inside Fastlane with the top guys.
Those guys at Dana are so cool to do that, too. Because
I mean,
let's face it, there's no need to do that. You know what I mean?
No.
This is the time of year when you sell all your war baits and your you know, MC swim baits, and this is when all that stuff goes anyway, so there's no need to put it on sale, but they do it to hook us all up.
That's
you know,
right.
They have the big seminar and the big sale, and it's just a, hey, let's go buy some gear, and you're going to be getting it anyways because it's tournament time, and why not save a bunch of money while you're doing it? And just how cool are those guys to basically create an event around us all getting to, you know, the time when you're buying it anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Saturday, January 17th, 2 weeks from yesterday, as I said. And then, of course, the day after that, you're flying down to Puerto Vallarta to go jump aboard the Journeyman with our Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, ready to go catch some big tuna with Russell and Robert and all the boys, and we're going to have a great time.
It's a busy January.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and then we start talking about Fred Hall.
There's
a lot going on. So let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Well, the phones are definitely packed up. Why don't we start it off this morning with Mike, who's calling us from Allied Gardens. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started off here with Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great show. I wanted to ask you guys about Revilla Hijitos Island. I think that's an island chain. I'm not sure, but I wonder if you could talk about that. I know there's Clarion and Hurricane San Benedicto. Anyway, I wonder if you could just talk about that a little bit. Never been there. And turn
what,
it over.
What would you like to know? Give me a specific. What would you like me to elaborate on?
Okay, well, basically what you would do when you get down there, where would you like to go, and what type of fish could we be expecting?
Well, I personally, it depends on the fishing, depends on the weather, and you have to work your way around that. As far as Clarion Island is concerned, it's a, I believe it's a 12-mile buffer zone we have to stay outside of. You can expect tuna, porpoise schools, stuff like that, Hurricane Bank, or otherwise known as the Shimada Seamount.
Is that part of the archipelago?
No, the bank is way outside, about 180 miles southwest of there. As far as the rest of the islands are concerned, I believe it's still a 12-mile buffer zone, but a lot of the dive boats that come out of Cabo and stuff, we kind of just, that's their thing. They like to take people out and go diving. So we kind of stay between the bank and Clarion, and you can expect some bigger tuna at Clarion. You can expect some big tuna out there at Hurricane Bank. And depending on the time of year and when they move in, the wahoo fishing at the bank could be phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a pretty magical place. It's, I mean, it is way down there, like 18 degrees latitude, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
From the point, it's about 984 miles, something like that.
To
from Point Loma
Clarion?
To Clarion.
To Clarion. And then Hurricane's a little further.
A little farther.
Yeah. So you're basically looking at 1,000 miles, but once you go down to that zone down there, this is the place where the best fishing for giant yellowfin tuna exists. And wahoo, really.
In the world.
In the world. Period.
In the world.
End of sentence.
And it's not that far, really, from San Diego. Mm-hmm. And we have the ability to be able to go down there thanks to the phenomenal long-range fleet that we have out of San Diego.
Yeah, no one does it
like the Red
do.
Rooster.
Yeah. Yeah, and the ability to get down there and fish with live baits and all the different ways that that fish is caught, and there's so much, you know, trolling around for the wahoos and casting bombs and then tuna fishing with sardines and big baits and kites and chunks and all the other things. It's just, it's the ultimate in fishing for sure.
One of my favorite things about long-range fishing is the kite fishing. The visuals,
oh, awesome.
The visuals you get from kite fishing is just off the charts.
Well, they come out of the water for it.
Yeah.
You've got a bait, whether it be a mackerel or a flyer or a double sardine rig, and it's right on top of the water, and seeing those tuna come out and crash on it. You have ones, the big ones will do like a slow roll on it, and they just look like a truck underwater.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll say the smaller ones, as in, you know, your 150s to 200s. Yeah, the small ones.
Small ones.
They come flying out of the water 6-7 feet, chasing them.
Eat it in the middle of the air.
Eat it in the middle of the air.
Oh, that's so crazy.
God. People are screaming, jumping up and down. Wind on the kite, you know, because you have 300 feet of slack you got to come tight on.
Yeah.
And it's just downright good fun.
The fun thing is, a lot of times, is to sit and watch the guy, like a new guy on the kite. And watch them get a bite, and just the dumbfounded look on their face. It's like,
oh, my God.
Oh, that thing just ate my bait. Yeah,
that just happened.
That giant splash out there is me. Like, I'm connected to whatever made that hole in the water. Like, that's now on the end of my line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better have your drag backed off just enough to set the hooks, because I've unfortunately seen people go get too excited, slam it into full strike, 32 pounds of drag, come tight. Well, guaranteed, that fish is in their element. They're going to the rail.
They're not stopping
for you.
That's another thing about that big fish fishing that still blows me away all the time is, you know, you set your drag tight. And I, you know, every time I go on a boat, I work in a tackle store, do it all the time. The first thing I do is I hand my reel to a guy like Derek and say, I'm fishing 130 pounds. What do you think about this drag? Mm-hmm. You know, how tight is this? Is this right? You know, that guy sees it every day of his life. And just how hard, you know, the amount of effort that it takes on you to pull, you know, the 6 inches of line off your reel while you're checking that drag. And then as soon as you hook one, to see him just effortlessly take 400 yards of that away, it just blows me away every time that fish can do that.
It's pretty phenomenal.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what they'd be like. If a fish could walk, they would take over the world. I mean, they are powerful animals.
That's indeed. For sure. Mike, thanks for getting us started. That does free up 877-792-1090. There's also a line open at 858-457-1090. Before we move on to the next call, I want to ask about setting your drag. You go out, you know, whether it be a summer trip, a fall trip, or a winter trip, setting your drag is very important. You see a lot of guys, especially on longer trips, setting drags with scales off the rail. Tie the scale off to the rail.
Yes.
Have a friend there checking it out, pulling on it. What's your thought on setting it with a scale?
Well, for me, I don't use it because I've been doing it for so long. I know what mm-hmm. I like and what I'm comfortable with. But a lot of guys, you know, they'll go by the book, so it's a quarter of your line strength. So for a 100-pound test, guys are setting their drags at 25 pounds of drag.
Okay.
And that's completely fine. But
at strike.
At strike on 100-pound tests. But for myself, I fish a little bit tighter drag because I don't – and when I have my reel in strike, I want to have for a 100-pound test maybe 30 pounds of drag.
Okay.
Just that little extra. Mm-hmm. So that way when the fish is coming up, you know, say it's a, you're lucky enough to hook a cow, 200-pounder, it's coming up, and it's doing that death circle or death spiral that everyone talks about, I like to go beyond strike and make sure it's buttoned down to get them in. But that's just how I fish personally. I don't recommend that for – you know, everybody.
The average guy.
But that's just...
And you're a big guy, too, so...
When that fish is circling or spiraling, is it ever going to take another run at that point? Or is it, you know what I mean, like, do you need to worry about the drag slipping, or can you pretty much button the thing down? You know?
Depending on where you are in the fight, I've had fish come all the way to the boat, especially at nighttime when they're a little disoriented, and a lot of times this big fish will bite at night, and they'll, you know, kamikaze, run straight to the boat. All of a sudden, you're there. It does two circles. You're about to gaff it, and it just takes off. And like you said, it rips 400 yards of line off at 30 pounds of drag on your 150-pound test. And then you get settled in again. Yeah. They come back up, and they come up kind of easy.
Okay.
Next thing you know, they do it again.
So you just don't know.
You just don't know. It's every scenario is different. Mm-hmm. But during the daytime, especially when you kind of can tell, okay, they're running here, they're running there. You know, you might want to ask one of the guys standing next to you, hey, you think it's a good time? And we'll tell you.
Sure.
You know, we'll watch the head shakes, and we'll watch what the rod's doing, and we'll watch what the fish is doing. And then when we feel comfortable, then we'll go ahead and say, okay, well, you got about 100 feet left. Why don't you go ahead and bump it up a little bit? Because a lot of times it's just that dead weight is pulling that line off.
Yeah.
And you're just a stalemate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to, because eventually it's going to chew through.
Yeah.
It's either you or the fish. And a lot of times guys are a little skeptical about bumping their drag up because, you know, they don't want to break it off. But like you guys know, how hard is it to break a 100-pound test
at
130?
It might as well be impossible.
Even 40 or 30-pound tests. It's not easy to break.
No.
Yeah.
So when you have that 150, 100-pound, 130-pound, you can bump it up at the end there. And like you said, a lot of times when it's a stalemate, it's just the weight of the fish doing a circle. It's out of breath. It's done. You have to bump the drag up in order to get his head up, in order to come spiraling up. Because a lot of times on that bigger fish, the weight of it will just keep the line coming off the reel.
You've got the boat swell going up, so a little bit of line comes off the reel, then the swell goes back down, so you put a little bit more line back on, and you have that thought of, well, I'm gaining a little bit, well, you're gaining the exact same amount that you're losing, and the fish is just kind of motionless sitting there, and you're just turning the handle and just waiting for something to happen. You got to make something.
You make something happen. That's you said it so right there, Rick. And whether it's big fish or small fish, how many times on a summer trip have you seen with guys fishing even 20 and 30 pound tuna where they just don't have enough drag, and eventually something's got to give, right?
Yeah.
So you got to have the right drag.
Exactly. It's very, very important whether you're using 20-pound all the way up to 150-pound, or even, you know, we use 200-pound on our kite rods. If your drag's not set properly, you're not going to get the fish, whether it takes all the line off your reel or whether it breaks itself off on that smaller line. You have to set your drag accordingly.
Yeah, and I am 100% with Rock Cod Rick. Is how do I set my drag? I hand it to Derek and say, is this enough drag? Is this the right deal?
You know,
right here.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it, because these guys do it every day.
We're paying for the opportunity to not only go to the best fishing area, but we're going with the people that are the best in the world at it. You know, and like I said, I work with fishing tackle every day, and I would be perfectly comfortable, and I don't cast a single bait on a single reel without just having somebody just check it out. I mean, set it with the scale for sure. I mean, definitely use your scale. Use what you're confident in, but why would you not Talk to the guy that's on the bait tank that has seen 1,000 cows come over the rail and say, hey, pull in this drag, make sure this is what you think. Because, you know, and things change too. Like, things change through the trip. You're in a tropical environment and it's warm water. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a drag get set per the scale, you know, 2 days before traveling down there, and then they go hook their first fish and there's 5 pounds less than what they sod it on or more, you know.
Because you're in a different environment. Yeah, different reels, humidity, different things. Heat. I mean,
exactly,
you know,
and that's the
it.
Biggest mistake guys make is they get way too anxious. You have 4 days of travel. Let's rig up everything and set the drags. Right. No, you do that the morning of or the night before,
and then
you recheck it in the morning.
Totally.
Like you said, due to temperatures overnight, they drop, they expand, they contract. It's going to mess with your drag.
Yeah, and the longer you have, this is another thing too, is all the reel manufacturers will tell you that when you bring your gear home, you back that drag off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the problem is with drags, if you keep them tight like that, they expand, contract, they just, things change in there.
The washers compress, and then the next thing you know, you cannot get any more drag out of your reel that's supposed to have, you know, 80 pounds of drag. Well, now it only holds 50.
Yeah. So.
But that's way too much anyway.
Yeah. 50 pounds of drag? You could probably pull on that.
Maybe, if I tie it to the back of my truck.
All right, 858-457-1090, the only line open right now. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Ken, who's calling us from up in Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
you too,
New Year,
Ken.
Hey, Derek, I had a couple questions concerning long-range fishing. One is, I know in the past I used to see a lot of guys chunk fishing, and I haven't seen that much, but it's been a couple of years since I've been on a long-range boat. Do guys still chunk fish, and is there a time and a place for it? And the second question, as far as kite fishing, if you got sardine, you got Humboldt squid, and you got live flyers, which ones are you going to put out, or are you going to mix it up on each kite, and is there a time and place for which bait to use on a kite?
Good questions.
Well, we'll start with the kite. It depends on what the fish are eating. If you see a lot of flyers around and you see the fish blowing out on them, we'll switch to flyers. It also depends on the bird presence. Like you guys know, you get down there and certain times of year, the booby birds are thick and you cannot fly a double sardine rig because they just...
They'll eat it.
Then you're stuck with two booby birds on the end of the line and it just becomes a pain.
Those things are frustratingly good at stealing baits.
Yes.
They are really good at it.
Yeah, but it depends on what the fish are eating. We always take flyers, we always take squid, and you just never know. A lot of times we'll set a squid out first thing in the morning while the sun's still coming up or right at dusk, you know, because that's the time you'll kind of see them around. And sometimes you get lucky, but you also flush the fish out when they come on board, and we see what their stomach contents are and what they're eating. You know, if they come out full of flyers, well, we'll start with flyers. If it comes out full of squid, well, we start with squid and work through the day and see what the fish like. Because ultimately, it's what they're going to eat. They're the ones that are, you know, we have to entice. Sure. So a lot of times people will say, well, I want to use a squid. Well, notice how every tuna comes on board is puking out flyers. Yeah. We're not going to do that because you're not going to hook one. Well, I want to fish one.
Okay.
You know what? And then we'll let you. And we'll let you sit there for 3 hours until you just absolutely say, oh, well, maybe I should.
Maybe they're not.
Put a flyer out.
Yeah, I did what you said.
Yeah.
Given all conditions are appropriate for it, you know, whatever they're on the flyers, you got flyers, they're on the squid, you got squid. Do you have a personal preference that you've seen more big fish caught on one or the other? Is it totally a random thing?
I've seen all sizes.
On everything.
I've seen multiple 300-pounders caught on
every one of the styles. Yeah.
Yeah, I personally like to use live flyers.
Okay.
Because
they
can chase.
Yeah.
You know, you got the line coming out through the kite clip. You got, like I said, 300 feet of excess line. They will chase that flyer around. You'll see the flyer jump out of the water, land over here, blow out. It'll miss it. You know, they can. It entices them.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the aerial.
The super gnarly aggressive blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. Like
There's
I say,
like
watching the kite, then you add in a live flying fish. Flying in midair and a 250-pound yellowfin tuna eating it while it's flying in midair.
Oh,
I mean, there doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No voice left the next morning.
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
It's just as exciting for you guys as it is for me. And it's
good.
And the chunking, we still chunk all, I'm not going to say all boats chunk because I don't know, but we still do from time to time. And it can be very effective when there's just a little bit of current, you're on anchor, and that's the that's normally when you chunk, is when you're on anchor, you have a little bit of current going out behind the boat. And I've seen big fish caught on the chunk as well, depending on what kind of chunk bait you're using. Sometimes they, you know, want to eat tuna chunks, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sometimes we're not catching little tuna, so we'll try Rainbow Runner and whatever else is around, and it's not as effective. It's not as oily. As far as time and of the day and place, it kind of depends on what's going on. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot of fish biting in the morning, you're not chunking.
Yeah.
If there's nothing happening, well, we'll try it, because you mm-hmm. never know. And sometimes, I've seen it back on the days when I used to work on the XL, where that's how you get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't fly line a sardine. The birds are thick. You can't do it. And
not enough current, whatever.
Yeah. And chunk fishing was the way to go.
They're just sitting there for sucking them up, huh?
4 days. Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's awesome. Fishing the chunk.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. People are getting mad at each other because they're tangling up.
Yeah. Oh, what fun.
Well, your chunk's not swimming right.
Yeah.
Did I really just hear someone say that?
Yeah. Ken, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. If you want to get your shot at talking to Derek and also having that shot at that awesome AFCO belt, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we got more phone calls, more catch reports, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, and since we're talking big fish, we just got to talk about Power Pro Holo Ace.
No question about it. The best holo spectra there is, especially for working with lines, with all the big fish rigging that's done nowadays, with the inserting of your fluorocarbon and monofilament into your spectra. Having holo ace makes it so much easier. It's a 16 carrier spectra line.
Which, so what's that mean?
Well, basically there's more strands that are used to make up the weave of the line. And so when you do that, when the spectra is open and relaxed and you're trying to push your fluorocarbon through, it doesn't want to poke out the side or doesn't want to poke out the wall of the spectra. It's just physically a lot easier to get your line inside of holo ace than it is of other holo spectra.
And not all 18 carrier holo spectras are alike. Power Pro is different. And because it's so easy to make those inserts. And if you're using the Sato crimp, seamless.
Yep.
Absolutely seamless.
My favorite.
Making a splice, you want to add line. Holo Ace by Power Pro is the stuff. Check it out at your local tackle store or powerpro.com.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at searchersportfishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report sponsored, hey, the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is Saturday, January the 24th, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay wants to help you get ready with a great sale and seminar on Saturday, January 17th. It all starts with the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be there having a great time. They're going to have manufacturers' representatives on hand and a giant sale of tackle to help you catch big fish. It's going to be a really cool seminar going on. It includes Jimmy Decker, Corey Sandin. It's kind of the ultimate panel discussion.
Yeah.
Afrin from Warbage, Benny Florentino. I mean, literally the who's who of saltwater bass fishermen are going to be all there giving a full seminar. And those panel discussions are really cool, especially when moderated by a guy like you, Pete, that knows the ins and outs of it. So going to be some really good questions and literally the best from the best. You're going to learn the best techniques for catching big fish in the bay. It's a one-day only event. Again, Saturday, January 17th, only at Dana Landing. It's right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details. And let's start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Brian, we have had such good reports all of 2014. Could 2015 possibly keep that same pace?
Hey, we're hoping, Rick. You know, we're for sure hoping. Happy New Year's to you guys. Hope you guys are doing well.
You too, Brian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, you know, we did have a pretty good week up here for, you know, where we're at on the calendar. The water, you know, we took a little bit of a hit on our water. You know, we're fishing 60 to 61 degree water. I mean, I know, right, rough.
Yeah.
First week of January and the water's still clinging on there. We're still, you know, on that yellowtail focus on our three-quarter day trips. You know, we were able to find a new little area of fish about midweek. Good grade of fish. The stuff was going like 22 to 30 pounds. Most of the fish that we were able to catch was on the sardine, fished on the dropper loop. No giant scores on these fish, but, you know, good quality, and we feel pretty fortunate to have this opportunity, you know, in January and not too terribly far from our dock either. So
that's
imagine,
cool.
Yeah, it's close, you know, not far. And I mean, that's kind of a double-edged sword, right? not too far, but too close, almost.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're biting. that's the most important thing.
That's it. No, for sure. And, you know, I'd imagine that we'll spend a portion of our days still on those three-quarter days trying to get, you know, that fish and trying to keep it in our counts. Our big fish this week, you know, we caught it yesterday on the Sun Fun, another halibut. This one went 41 pounds.
Whoa!
Whopper fish, and it was caught by none other than, you know, Mr. Lawrence Quigley of Fishworks was out on the boat.
Lawrence, way to go.
So nice fish, super stoked. His son works with us, and he was able to gaff it for his dad. So it was just a cool little catch for those guys yesterday for sure. So, you know, we're expecting some good stuff through, you know, the good moon this week. And, you know, we'd love to have you guys out fishing with us. So if anyone wants to get on one of these trips, get a shot at a nice local yellowtail, call the landing. The phone number there, 949-496-5794. Of course, if you want to save a few bucks on one of these trips, you can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Take you right over. You can make a reservation that way with the discount code, or you could, you know, check us out on our website at danawharf.com. And today on our, we've got an afternoon half day on the Sun Fun. You know, those Sunday afternoon half days, remember, kids fish free with paid adult, and there's a little seminar on the boat before the trip, you know, before they pull away from the dock. So I think there's still some room for that if you guys are looking for a little something to do today.
Such a great, you know, and this time of the year, not only great weather this week, not only do you have the chance to see whale watch and fishing and the whole deal. I mean, the gray whales are coming through full speed now. You get to go fishing, have a chance to get some great fish and have a great day on the water and fish for free if you're a kid. How about that?
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
good for you guys.
Not really good. So, yeah, we'd love to have those guys out there. So
make a reservation, right? Click on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website and take you right there.
It's nice and easy.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate that. We'll see you later.
All right. Well, now, speaking of all those guys fishing the Bay Bass Tournament, I'm sure a report a lot of guys are looking forward to hearing. That's Captain Al Clowers. He's our man on the inside. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year to all you guys again.
Happy New Year to you, Al.
Great weather today. Hey, I got out about three different times this week, and I did get to the islands New Year's morning. And we went rock cod fishing looking for some yellowtail, but we loaded up on rock cod by about, I don't know, 1 o'clock for a mixed bag for four people. And we had four nice lean cod, too, and we're like 4.5 footers. Oh, those are on the drop-a-loop sardine in about 100 foot of water close to the islands there. And so the fishing is really good out there. Hey, and, you know, there were seagulls and birds sitting everywhere out there, and the red crabs were really thick. It was pretty wild, the red crabs. I pulled up over the birds, and I was looking at the meter. I'm like, what's all that? So I looked at the water, and red crab central out there was crazy. Water was 62.6 and nice and purple-blue. And then to back it up a little bit in the bay is, I mean, the tides are being phenomenal. You know, they're still going to be good, I think, until, like, Wednesday. And the bay fishing's off the Richter, you know. The spotties, the sharks, everything's reacting. You know, sand bass, I'm still out there looking for those 4-pounders. I need 3 of them.
When you find them, let me know, Al.
But, you know, every now and then you'll stick a big fatty. But, you know, I'm still looking. I think I'm going to go fishing after this report on the outgoing tide. Go look around some more out there. But I can't say enough about the bay for the families and the kids. You know, you guys are in there talking about big fish, which I don't get a chance to go down on those long-range trips, which I need to get on one of those boats one of these days, Rick. But, you know, the stuff in town is phenomenal. Lobster fishing. It's been good to slow, so, you know, the lobster's really hard to predict. We've tried and tried and tried to do that, and it's just super hard. I had 3 buddies out last night. One boat had 14 for 2 guys by 11. One guy had 2, and the other guy had 4. So 2 boats were fishing in the same area, and the other guy was not. He was fishing in a different area. And then, hey, I want to talk about, you know, I got some grandkids. I got 2 grandkids, and I have some nieces, and my oldest granddaughter's 10. And yesterday, you know, I advertised on some other sites, and they had a big old thing about Lake Jennings Kids Derby. So I said, hey, man, I got a little time off. So I called up my my granddaughter, Angelina. I said, hey, come on, we're going fishing. Let's get your niece, and we're going out to Lake Jennings. So I picked them up really early. You know, it was a nice, brisk morning. Went out there to see what was going on. And tell you what, man, the Lake Jennings staff and all the tackle shops, East County, Barnacle Bills, everybody, Turner's was out there. These freaking kids from 2 to older were running around trying to catch trout. And I had a little tough talk with the kids on the way out there. I said, hey, you know, you guys are representing CollegeCharters.com, you know, out there. So we got to catch us some fish.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they were laughing. And so we had a great time. They only caught 1 apiece. My granddaughter had a 1.4 and my niece had a 1.2. And they actually had a weigh-in and everything, and age groups, you know, all the way up to, I think, 14. And my granddaughter was in the 10 age group, and I asked the lady at the weigh-in, I said, hey, are there guys involved in this, too, or is this girl separate from the guys? She goes, no, it's all inclusive. I said, all right. So next thing you know, she won second place. My granddaughter won second
all right.
in the age group of 10. My niece won third in the age group of 9. They won rods, reels, they were giving away bikes. So anyway, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that put that thing together. If anyone's listening, I really appreciate it because it was like a mini Bay Bass tournament.
That's neat.
That's really cool.
Neat. And you know, I
raffle, everything. You know, it was just a phenomenal day.
I might put a plug in for you too, Captain Clower's Charters there. I get emails all the time from listeners that take their kids fishing with you. If you want to take kids fishing, Captain Clowers is the guy. He knows how to take care of kids. He knows how to catch fish, and it's a good way to go if you want to take your family fishing with Captain Clowers. And it's reasonable. It's a reasonable deal. And how do we get a hold of you, Al, if we want to go fishing?
You can call me directly at 619-800-FISH. Go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, or go to Let's Talk Hookup website and pull me off of there, Pete.
There you go. Captain Clowers, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Al. Appreciate that. All right, it's time to hit the surf zone. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're doing great.
Happy New
Year, Gundy.
You know, here we are in January,
and all of my tackle shops reported seeing Corvina. And up off Santa Barbara, they caught a Corvina here
Yeah. January.
Yeah, and especially off Santa Barbara. Very, very odd. But very good week of fishing. The Corvina was taken there off of Galetta Pier on a lugworm. The Calico Bass Bite, also very good up there. In the kelp in the rocky areas, 3-inch big hammer swim baits pitched into the rocky kelpy spots, sand spots. Also been some nice cabazon and rockfish in the same areas on cut squid. Wiley's reported, despite the cold morning, some guys still checking in. Limits of perch. Yesterday, one angler scored 10 fish, averaging 1.5 pounds south of the chart house. It's no longer called a chart house, but we're going to stay with that. And that was on gulp 2-inch worms. Big fish reported some good halibut action off Surfside and Sunset. One angler stuck 4 shorts, 2 legals in a morning session there, throwing metallic sardine, hard jerkbaits. The water inside's real clean all of a sudden, and these halibut are starting to bite. Also said the perch bite off Bolsa Chica was wide open. Lugworms, gold baits, grubs, all that stuff working. Hogan's reported solid halibut bite from Doheny down to the pier. They're biting the Lucky Craft metallic sardines. You got a, I'm sorry, I don't have my mouth today. You got to sort through the fish, 4 or 5 shorts, but you do get the legal ones. Good croaker bite south of the pier, fresh mussel, long rods cast outside the surf line, 1 to 3 pound fish. So considering it's January and it's cold in the morning, maybe that's my problem, but very good fishing, very good fishing. Hard to get out of bed, hard to get down to that beach, but well worth the effort. This halibut bite looks very promising, too. Lots of clean water, lots of smelt inside.
Nice. God, what great fishing. And here we are, 2015 January, time to go fishing on Gunday. We're looking forward to another great year of surf fishing information and teaching from our buddy Gundy Gunnarsson. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Looking forward to it. We got some good signs early.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, absolutely. And thanks a lot. Happy New Year to you, Gundy. And I got to tell you, too, Rick, you were saying great fishing on the boats. So Pacific Queen had an awesome trip down to Colonnette, right? Day and a half trip.
I'm sure we'll be hearing from everybody. But, yeah, I mean, just it was the first of the, you know, call them, quote-unquote, freezer specials, kind of like we were joking with Mike Lackey yesterday. I don't know. You can call it a freezer special this year. I mean, both things got accomplished, but full limits for the trip yesterday. Day and a half trip on the Pacific Queen, meaning, you know, limits of all their fish. But they had 90 yellows. 90 big yellows. Dropper loop and yo-yo jig fish. 90 nice big yellows. 173 rockfish, you know, including a lot of reds. 27 big ling cod.
Jeez.
I mean, how about that? For a trip in January, 90 yellows, a ton of red, so you know you're filling the freezer. 27 of those big lings. I mean, they
unbelievable.
Them. And that was just the first. That was the first one of the season.
They're going to be doing them every weekend, right?
I think they're going to do every weekend. Yeah. I don't know about week trips, but I know they're doing weekend trips. Call the landing. So.
Yeah, and then what about the tribute out of Seaforth Sportfishing
cool.
again?
I'm sure we'll hear from Captain Mike later in the show because I know he's usually good about reports. But just in case, they got 9 people. They were doing the same thing. They were scheduled to do a coastal rockfish trip, go down the beach, catch some rockfish, maybe get lucky, catch some yellows. Heard about that fact that there was a little bit of fish on the Tanner, and why not? Let's go for the first, you know, sport boat trip of the year.
Tuna trip.
9 passengers. First off, that he ran a day and a half trip with 9 passengers. Good for Mike, you know, wanting to keep the things running. 9 passengers, they had 24 bluefin and 33 yellows.
Nice.
For 9 guys.
Nine
and then
guys.
Had Benito and Skipjack to go with it, so just, you know, 25 bluefin. I know it's just awesome. So cool to see everything rolling the way that it has been.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot
it's
of
a
fun.
A good start to a new year.
You better believe that.
That's
hey,
right.
When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. If you want to join us on the phones, it's been a busy morning, but we do have an opportunity. One with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090, or toll free 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. It's 1,000 acres altogether, and the hotel's small. It's only a 34-room hotel. We don't aspire to be bigger. We just aspire to be better. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. We put in new split air conditioning in rooms 1 through 5. They're like an icebox inside. We did a complete new gymnasium. We've been adding boats and upgrading our boat fleet. We're constantly working on the grounds. And having my daughter down there, she's a gardener, so the grounds and everything is much better. From maintaining the rooms, putting in mirrors, putting in beds. I replaced every bed in the hotel. They're awesome beds. We have the best beds in all of Baja, not just the East Cape. People love the beds. You know, the bedding and the higher quality towels. He's trying to do it a little bit better. It's a special place. Come down and relax. RanchoLeonero.com.
There's a reason more Southern California fishermen put their faith in Rapala Lures. They catch fish. From traditional Rapala Lures like the Floater, Magnum, and Shad Wrap, to the newest, most innovative lures like the X-Wrap, DT Series, and Twitch and Wrap, Rapala Lures get bit. This time of the year, bait fishing is great, and you'll want to try the Rapala Countdown and DT Series in your favorite colors to catch more bass and halibut in the bay. Try it. You'll be amazed on how well Rapala Lures produce more bites. Stop by your favorite tackle shop or check Rapala.com. And when it comes to world-class saltwater fishing tackle, Williamson Lures is the name to know. Born on the rugged coast of Africa, Williamson has been manufacturing lures for decades that are world-renowned for catching big fish. For those traveling to Baja, mainland Mexico, and beyond, you want to take along a selection of Williamson Lures for your offshore spread. Trolling lures for tuna and marlin, spreader bars and daisy chains, bags and lure accessories. Williamson makes the lures you want to troll. Stop by your local tackle shop or check WilliamsonLures.com.
SRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Put that slam dunk. That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge the top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure. And when you get them from GyroPros.com, it comes along with the personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now, if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out! GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light Binoculars.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.